At one time, the term biker chick might have conjured up images of a tough-talking, bandana-wearing woman on the back of a Harley. Well, times change. According to the Motorcycle Industry Council, the number of women buying motorcycles jumped nearly 40% in a five-year period. Here's reporter Gloria Hillard.
Susan White says it all began 10 years ago. That's when the silver-haired accountant, then 50, decided she'd been working too hard and wanted a little fun. The Harley she's on today is matte black and silver. She has two other motorcycles in the garage back home.
I never thought that I would wind up with three bikes. I never thought I'd get out of the neighborhood, actually. I've just become addicted to it.
She says when new tax clients come to her office and notice all the photos of motorcycles,
they go, is that yours? I go, yeah, that's me. That's you? Yeah. First thing he says, you have any tattoos?
Old stereotypes die hard. At first glance, I didn't see one tattoo among the Ventura chapter of the Ladies of Harley group. Just lots of color-coordinated leather chaps, vests, and sequined sweatshirts. The youngest in the group is 29-year-old Sabrina Kinsey on a cobalt blue Screaming Eagle fat boy.
It's got the 103 engine, which is a bigger engine than a lot of the others.
I didn't bother asking what her mother thought about her daughter riding such a big bike. That's because her mother was the small, spiky-haired woman on the custom Betty Boop Red lowrider. By the way, before purchasing her bike 6 years ago, Terry Kinsey's hobby was quilting.
I mean, whoever thought after 50 you could have a totally different life, lifestyle. And
she's not alone. According to the Motorcycle Industry Council, women riders in the United States buy more than 100,000 bikes a year. American giant Harley-Davidson expects women to spend $300 million on motorcycle purchases this year, and that's not including clothing and accessories. One thing is certain, a visit to a dealership is not your father's Harley showroom anymore. There's the standard riding gear and t-shirts, sure, along with baby clothes, wedding rings, purses, pajamas, clocks, bath towels, and of course, motorcycles. A low-slung turquoise model caught my eye. Jan Williams is the sales manager for the Ventura Harley-Davidson and a long-time rider.
Put your feet up on the...
I'll try it.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to show you how the bend in your arms is important. Okay. And when you put your feet down, you should have a bend in your knee.
Should and I have just... an attitude, too? Or...
And that comes.
The ladies of Harley say they ride because of the sense of freedom and independence they feel on a bike. I could tell they were anxious to get on the road. And for 64-year-old Donna Buckhalter, a fledgling rider of just 3 months, it was on a shiny black Sportster with leather handlebar streamers.
It's fun. It's really exciting. I always laugh. I have a full-face helmet. Nobody can see, but I'm usually going along just grinning.
Coming around that corner, I imagine Donna had that grin on her face when she gave me a thumbs up and pulled back on the throttle. For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.